Mishpatim. Many ways, a continuation of Parashas Yitro begins with the conjunctive of Eileh Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem. So Rashi explains, based on the Medrash Halacha, something which is extremely important. Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Hashem said to Moshe, don't think for a second Al Tala Al Dascha that you're going to tell them once or twice, and you know you'll mail it in and make sure that they memorized, and you're not going to be matriach yourself lavinam tame hadavar, that you're not going to explain the underlying rationale, the underlying concepts. So Talmud Omer Asher Tasim Lifnehem. That's why the Torah uses that somewhat unusual formulation, kishulchan ha'aruch. That's where we get the expression of a shulchan aruch, that it should be prepared for them, muchan la'adam lechol, that a person can jump right in, and that the Jewish people will be able to feel that they not only have memorized and know exactly what to do or what not to do, but they'll feel that they're a part of things. And this is, of course, extremely important. The Rebbe doesn't get extra credit for explaining things in a proper fashion. The Rambam says that's the halacha itself, that the Rav has to be masbir dvarim afilu kama pa'amim. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Talmud Torah, ad shiyavinu omek ha-halacha. Not just they know what the halacha is, but they should understand why the halacha is that way. And if with a particular student, it's not just a question of understanding why the halacha should be a certain way, and the question is more, why should I care what the halacha is? You have to do that also. You have to get them at the absolute core of their being. It can't just be superficial, because that will be easy come and easy go. So how exactly do you do this? If you look in Targum Unklus, there's a very important insight into how a Rebbe has to think about this. He says, V'ilin dayana asher tesader kadamoi. It has to be in an organized fashion. But they're really two dinim in organization. Organization can mean that you're not all over the place. That's important. But organization could also mean that you put some thought into where these talmidim are coming from. That you have a chachma, you have a strategy for what topics you're going to start with. So here, we learn no better than from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melamed Torah La'amo Yisrael. Hashem is the teacher par excellence. The Rav used to say, I'm a Melamed. It's not so bad, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu also describes himself as a Melamed. Melamed Torah La'amo Yisrael. So think about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this. If that's what organization means, is to get them where they are. So where did Parshas Mishpatim begin? Of course, with the halachos of what it means to be an Eved and what it means to be an Adon. That was the ultimately relevant topic for the Jewish people who were just emerging out of Avda. So again, thank God, if you were speaking to Talmidim today, they don't have experience as Avadim, okay, hopefully, right? So you have to get them where they are. You have to figure out a way to have a point of entry in a way that's relevant to them. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu began with the Parsha of Avdus, which seems a very random place to start, but it wasn't random because that's where the Jewish people were, that's the responsibility of the Melamed, to figure out what exactly the audience is, where they're coming from, and enter from that point on. And once you have them, again, lavinam omek ha'alacha, to take them down into the core of the matter, so it's not just the superficial, but to put in the effort, la'tzriach. That's the word that Rashi uses to go as deep as possible and to work very hard to present things in a way that will capture the hearts and minds of the Talmidim.